You're tuned into the Palestine Solidarity Sessions, a special presentation of CKUT. In-depth interviews, voices, and analysis on what we can do as ordinary people to stand up for Palestine. For more information, visit ckut.ca/news.
We are with Grace Bashoun, the Vice President of CJPME, which is Canadian for Justice and Peace in the Middle East. So first, thank you for giving us this interview.
Sure, you're welcome.
We're talking now about CJPME. Can you give us a little bit of background? What does it stand for and how did it start?
Sure. CJPME, Canadians for Justice and Peace in the Middle East, is a not-for-profit secular organization whose mission is to empower Canadians of all backgrounds to promote justice, development, and peace in the Middle East and here at home in Canada. So this is our focus. Mm-hmm. How we started, that's another story. We started in 2002. And it was Jenin who broke our hearts. It was the story of a paraplegic man on wheelchairs. And when Israel did an incursion into many of the Palestinian towns, they went into Jenin and pretty much leveled Jenin. There was a man, 37 years old, paraplegic, and he had a white sheet in his hand. And the Israeli soldiers just rolled over him in front of his wife and children. When we saw that, that's when we said, we've got to do something. We've got to do something. So we weren't planning on starting an organization. We just went to all the various organizations to try to see what they are doing, how they are helping, what difference they are making. After a few months, we found out there weren't many people out there who are making a difference on the ground for the Palestinians. So we went back to those organizations and we said, tell us what are the most urgent needs, and we will raise funds for you. We will help them out. So we started by equipping a clinic in Beni Naim, south of Hebron, where 70,000 people did not have access to emergency medical services. So within 3 months, we raised $125,000 net, and we equipped that clinic. Once we did that project, then we went and did another project in Nahalin, where the people there, the farmers, had lost 80% of their lands to the wall and to the colonization, to the colonists. So what we did with the 20% remaining of their land, what we did is that we helped them to terrace it, to level it, so that they would be able to retain the rain and they would be able to farm on it and be able to sustain themselves. And after a while, we did some work on Gaza, and we bought water purification systems. But after a while, you say, there is a limit to how much humanitarian aid you could give. There is a limit to how much money you could ask people to give. And the real issue is the occupation. The real issue is the settlements and the colonization of Palestinian land. This is the real issue. And we felt that Canadians are not necessarily aware of the continuous injustices going on in Palestine. And that's when a group of us, around six, seven people, we said, we are Canadians, we are Quebecers, we are here. We need to influence where we are. We need to empower Canadians and Quebecers to be informed, to be equipped to make a difference here in Canada for the people of the Middle East. And that's how in 2004 we officially incorporated CJPME, Canadians for Justice and Peace in the Middle East.
It's interesting because now you have campaigns about many issues in the Middle East, but the whole thing started because of Palestine. How important do you think the issue of Palestine is when it comes to the Middle East stability, let's say?
It's very important. If you look at the continuous injustices, people are angry all over because people are watching the hypocrisy of the West. People are watching how the dozens and dozens of United Nations resolutions are not being respected. So people are watching that injustice has been going on for so long. So it is a critical, very critical issue that has been going on for way so long. And it is impacting not only the rest of the Middle East, it is impacting the rest of the world. Mm-hmm.
So you talked about your mandate in general is to empower people. Can you go more in detail? What is like the main goal you try to reach with your campaigns and activities?
We would like people first to be informed. One thing that CJPME is known for is its fact sheets. If you were to go to our website at CJPME, C for Canadians, J for Justice, P for Peace, ME for Middle East, .org, go under fact sheets, you will see hundreds of fact sheets. All the fact sheets are a summary bullet point, anything that you need to know about the Middle East. So you have hundreds of those fact sheets. So we want people to be informed, to know the facts. And you will notice, if you were to pick up any of our fact sheets, at least like a quarter of the fact sheet is references, and it's all from credible references, mm-hmm. credible sources. Mm-hmm. So we want people to know the facts. We want people first to be informed. Number two, we want to equip people to enable them to make a difference. So it's great to be informed and to know. Then how can I make a difference? And then we give them tools to make a difference. Mm-hmm. One of our tools is the media alert. So if people are interested in writing to the media, they could sign up as a media responder. This way, whenever there's anything in the media where we feel they need to send a response to, and sometimes it's thank you. Thank you for reporting fairly on the situation. Thank you for stating the facts. Mm-hmm. Other times it's what you're saying is completely wrong. Mm-hmm. We don't appreciate the biased coverage on this issue. Mm-hmm. So whatever it is, people could respond. So we're giving them the tools to make it easier for them to respond. Another way that we empower people, we do action alerts where we say, look, this government or Harper said so, or Trudeau has been completely silent mm-hmm. on the occupation or completely silent on the continuous expansion of the settlements or continuously silent on the assault of Gaza, and we want him to speak out. Mm-hmm. So we would send you an action alert where we propose the text. The text is already there. The title is already there. You just enter your postal code and automatically your member of parliament is copied. So we provide tools to make it easy for you to speak out mm-hmm. so that your voice is being heard. Mm-hmm. And the third thing that we do, we provide people opportunities to make a difference. We do delegations to Ottawa where we take one day and we go in one day and we meet 50 members of parliament. So we'll invite you to come, get training, learn the issues, take a day off, go with us, and in one day meet dozens of members of parliament and present to them. So that's sort of a summary, informing, equipping, and empowering. Mm-hmm. If I were to go back to informing, I only talked about fact sheets. We do tons of stuff under informing. We're informing not only the public, we're informing the media, and we're informing the politicians. Mm-hmm. So by informing the public, I talked about fact sheets, but we do often host speakers. Usually we host a speaker every couple of months and we do it across Canada. Like when we hosted Robert Fisk, we hosted him across 12 cities across Canada. It was from Quebec City all the way to Victoria, BC. Mm-hmm. So we do host fact sheets, all kinds of informational material, speakers. We do exhibitions. So exhibitions, that's one way as well to mm-hmm. inform people. So that, just to give you a summary of some of the work that we do.
Do you guys support the BDS movement, the boycott, divestment, and sanction movement? It has been gaining a lot of popularity to kind of give tools also to Palestine solidarity activists to create awareness about what's going on in Palestine. Do you endorse that? What do you think about this campaign?
We are 100% behind the BDS. Our work has mostly focused on boycott. BDS is for boycott, divestment, and sanctions. So out of the three BDS, our focus is more on boycott. And we've done lots of, we do have a section on our website dedicated to that. And we provide people the information on which products to boycott, and we tell you why to boycott them. Mm-hmm. So if you were to go to our website, you will see for every product, you have a fact sheet about why to boycott this product and how this product or this company is supporting the occupation and the continuous colonization mm-hmm. of the West Bank. Mm-hmm. Not only that, you have fact sheet, you have the letter that we sent to the executives who are on the board of that company, mm-hmm. telling them that what they are doing are illegal. You have an action alert where we give you a sample letter where you could just add your address and send it yourself, or just print it and take it yourself to the manager of a store. We even tell you where else to go to buy those products. Mm-hmm. So there is a wealth of information on our website. And yes, we are the boycott. This is completely legal. And this is a non-violent way of resistance. Mm-hmm. And we fully support it. Mm-hmm.
So you talked about enabling people and give them tool to empower them to create awareness about Palestine. And in this temporary series we're doing in CKUT, it's about Palestine solidarity session. We want to do that. We want to get concrete kind of example. So people now are listening. They know what CJPME is. If they want to now get involved concretely, what they can do, what is the process? Do they contact you? What will they do to volunteer, etc.? What kind of information you can give them?
I would say first, go to our website and join us. Just by joining us, you just put your email. So this way you are receiving our email communication and you are aware of our activities and what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Second thing, I would say many of you might be just more active on Facebook. Mm-hmm. If you were to go on Facebook, just look us up, CJPME, and you will notice we have, I think, close to 11,000 likes on Facebook. So we do post quite regularly on mm-hmm. Facebook. With emails, we will only send you an email if it's applicable to you. If you are in Ottawa, we'll only send specific activities-related email to Ottawa, to you. If you are in Montreal, you'll only get the information related to Montreal because we're very careful with our email and we don't want people to be just to feel it's a spam. So we're extremely careful with our email. So I'd say join our email list under cjpme.org, just under join. You just need to give us your name and email information, and this way you'll start getting our communication and being aware of what's going on. Second, be on our Facebook page. That's how you will be kept very abreast of everything that's going on the Middle East. We do post regularly on everything that's going on the Middle East. We post on the demonstration. We post on our events. We post on the various action alerts. We post on our media interviews. Whenever we get a media interview, we're not going to send it to you via email, but we'll post it on Facebook. So Facebook is a great way to be connected and to stay in touch. Follow us on Twitter as well. We're very active on Twitter. So social media, I really encourage you to follow us on social media. For people who would like to give more time to our work, there are lots of ways. We have, on a regular basis, we've been doing this for the last 4 or 5 years. We do have an internship program. As you notice now in our office, we had maybe 6 or 7 interns who give 20 hours a week, and we really give them very meaningful work. Mm-hmm. And they would commit for whatever, 2 months or 3 months. So we do have an internship program. And students who are at the universities are able to get credits for doing an internship with us. Mm-hmm. So internship is one way. Another thing, we do have as well volunteer positions. So we're always looking for help, be it in research or graphic design or communication or social media. So that's another way people could volunteer. Other ways is anyone who wants to lead, to make a difference. We are looking for leaders. We've got lots of ideas, but what's lacking is leadership. We need people who would lead and who would say, I'm willing to take a group and go meet my members of parliament. I'm willing to follow up with this certain newspaper and encourage my friends to write to the editorials. People could be media responders. You could go to our website and just click under media. Mm-hmm. And then there is a line that says, I would like to be a media responder. If you click that, that means every time there is something in the media that would like you to respond to, you will get an email. So that email is only sent to the people who would sign up as media responders. Mm-hmm. So it's like there is so much work. It's not the work that's lacking. There is so much work, and we're just... We need leaders. We need people who want, who are serious, who want to make a difference here in Canada, get people to be informed about the issues, and people who want to make a difference for justice and peace in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm. A final question about donation. Do you guys accept donation? Yes. What about the financial help? If someone doesn't have the money, the time or the skill, maybe can they help financially?
It would be awesome. I really have to tell you, the biggest stress that we face is being able to sustain our organization from a month-to-month basis. It takes money to do what we are doing. So if there's anyone out there who could support us, we would be more than grateful. People could go to our website at cjpme.org and donate. It could be one time, it could be on a monthly basis, even $5 a month. Maybe it's nothing for you, not even like a, you know, cup of coffee or cups of coffee a month. But for us, it does make a difference. Every cent, every dollar makes a difference. So people could donate on cjpme.org, or people could call us at the office, area code 438-380-5410. We would be most grateful for any support that we could get, mm-hmm. and we need it.
So thank you very much. So just to end it, can you remind people again the links or where they can get information?
cjpme.org. So it's www.c for Canadians, J for justice, P for peace, ME for Middle East, .org. It would be great if you sign up. Just if you join in, sign up, you will get our email communication. Facebook under CJPME, Twitter CJPME.
You just heard the Palestine Solidarity Sessions, a special presentation of CKUT Radio. For more information on this series or to download other segments, visit ckut.ca/news. Follow us on Twitter at CKUT News with the hashtag CKUT Palestine, or email news@ckut.ca. For weekly in-depth coverage on Palestine and Palestine solidarity initiatives, tune in to Under the Olive Tree Thursdays at 11 a.m. or follow them on Facebook. We wish you all a free, free Palestine.